Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. It's been called probably the most unique book on love that has ever been written. The book, Love is the Greatest, a commentary on 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 13 by Dr. Donald Sauter. One review calls it a masterpiece to remind us all of what truly is the most important thing in life, which is love. Love is the Greatest uses the language of theology and the best-known letter of St. Paul to relate this universal value of love to our current world. Dr. Sauter received his Bachelor of Divinity degree from the Reformed Episcopal Seminary, a master's degree from Westminster Theological Seminary, and his doctorate from Dallas Theological Seminary. Dr. Donald Sauter, author of the highly praised Love is the Greatest, a commentary on 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 13, is our guest on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
I'm glad to be on board.
Well, it's really a book so well done and receiving excellent reviews, and this book is so important. I was going to say now, but it's always important, maybe particularly now with everything, all the divisiveness that's going on in the world. Talk about the background for writing the book. I know this is very personal for you. Why did you decide to write Love is the Greatest?
Well, as my introduction of the book says, my main motivation in writing the book is insecurity. I was raised in a home that was dysfunctional. My dad left home when I was only 8 years old. My sister left when I was 10. My brother left when I was 14. And I was left, my younger sister left when she was 18, and I was left holding the bag, taking care of my mother. All that dissension and disunity in the home caused me to be highly insecure right up to the past year, when I was able to resolve my issues.
You know, it's interesting because you talk about that insecurity in the book Love is the Greatest, a commentary on 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 13. You talk about that insecurity, and even though you have been so successful at various endeavors throughout your life, that was there. How long did it take for you to finally confront that insecurity? And it sounds like it almost was an ongoing process most of your adult life.
Well, the pinnacle of my finding about my insecurity when I was in the ministry. And I thought my first year would have been a honeymoon year, and it turned out to be a disaster, because I was trying to preach the love of God to my congregation, and unfortunately, I did not know the love of God emotionally because of my father, my earthly father, not demonstrating love to me. And of course, I had to learn little by little how to relate to me being a father by modeling the very Heavenly Father above me.
You know, with all the degrees as you entered the ministry, and as you point out in the book, most people look at that sort of a honeymoon period. This is a great first year of ministry. You struggled through that, and eventually what had seven families that left your church, and they called you arrogant, cocky, unloving. What was that like? That really, I'm sure, was a transformative time in your life.
It sure was. I weathered through it.
Yes.
As I continued to pastor the church for seven more years, but I came to the realization of two things. that I entered the ministry thinking that I was called by God to be a pastor, but that was because I was reaching out to help others. And then secondly, my family background kept on rearing its ugly head. This carried on for quite a few years as I became chairman of the board of Foundation for the Family many years there again. Knowing at least my family background, I felt I could help others have a better family experience because of mine not having one.
Well, in reading the reviews, that is mission accomplished. You've touched so many people, and we'll talk about how to best read this book. The book is Love is the Greatest. Our guest is Dr. Donald H. Sauter. That's S-A-U-T-T-E-R. Book's available at Amazon, the usual places. We'll give you that information throughout the program. Why another book? When you sat down to do this, somebody would say, well, Love is the Greatest. A lot of books have been written on love. This really is unique. You bring a unique perspective, don't you? This is not just another book on love. This is different.
No, it pinpoints itself in the 13th verse of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, which says, and now abides faith, hope, and love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. So I took the words, the greatest of these is love, and I coined the title of my book, Love is the Greatest.
You know, it's interesting. You say in the beginning, this is not a novel, and you should not sit and read it like one. This is a commentary, should be read like one. Talk about that, because you just don't sit down a cup of coffee and start reading like I'm going to do five or six chapters here, is it? It really is far more important than just light reading of a novel.
That's a good point. Yes, it's a verse-by-verse commentary on 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the whole chapter. And as I do my particular comments on each verse based upon the original Hebrew and Greek from my background in seminary, I progressed to show the reader by explanation, commentaries, and many illustrations what love is and why it is the greatest. I have 8 reasons on the back of my book.
Yes.
Why love is the greatest shall become a world-class bestseller.
And it's destined to be, and we'll talk about the marketing and how you're going about that. But as you sit and you write, as you were writing, Love is the Greatest, a lot of books out there. And your attitude is, this book will not only survive, it will thrive in this world of books because of the message, the uniqueness of the message. Talk about the optimism you have, justifiably so, and how this book will be accepted.
Well, it remains to be seen how well the book will be accepted on a world-class basis, but I can only speak about how it has hit the marketplace in my natural market of the greater Boston metropolitan area where I live and my home area where I hail from, in the greater Philadelphia metropolitan area and suburban area of the city. The books are going like hotcakes.
Excellent.
After the first shipment, I ordered another, and then another, and that comes to 90 books in just a matter of a few weeks of marketing it.
It's just amazing.
Got a lot of good feedback. 30 books of the 30 copies of the book were sold right to where I live at 1007 Artery, which fulfills me so much because charity begins at home, and my book is a lot about charity, and the marketing of the book is done with the objective of charity, because I do not earn a penny from the sale of the book that retails for $20, because I target the book to help people in different realms of the society, like my church, the place where I live, homes that are underprivileged.
Well, it's just amazing the thought that went into the marketing and the selling. So often people will put something out there and sort of hope people buy it. You really, and a background in your younger years, very successful background in the book business and selling books, and you've taken it out there. You've created this little platform in an area that you can sort of control in your home area, and you're seeing excellent results with that. Talk about the ethical standards in the circulation of the book. I know you've approached that in a unique way as well.
Well, first of all, charity begins at home.
Yes.
And I began right in my home church, my family, and the very place where I live. I called that my natural market. And then I proceeded to have different areas of target markets, where I went to college, where I went to seminary, and now that's a groundswell because the word of mouth progression of the sale of the book is going well and on its way.
Well, so much thought has gone into that, and that's why this message is so important to just put out there with no marketing strategy, and you've got an excellent strategy, as you just outlined, that's laid out. It's Love is the Greatest, Dr. Donald H. Sauter, S-A-U-T-T-E-R, book available the usual places, send you to Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Doctor, you're around 80 years of age, and it sounds like you took about 20 or 30 years off of your life just in your enthusiasm, your passion for writing the book and promoting it. What has this been like in terms of time and energy for you putting into Love is the Greatest?
The pursuit of writing this book was so passionate and so heart-filled that it didn't seem like work.
Yes.
They always say, find a job that you love to do with all your heart, and you'll never work again a day in your life. And that's how my book went. It took many years to write. 2 years to bring to a publishing standard by Stratton Press, my publisher.
We've got a couple minutes left in the program. The book, Love is the Greatest, a commentary on 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 13. Book available at Stratton Press as well, and that's a great place to get the book at stratton-press.com. It'll be in the bookstore there, Amazon, other places there as well. We'll have all that up on our website. What was this like for you? What did you learn in writing this? You've touched so many lives, and the message is resonating with so many people. But did you learn something as you were writing this book?
Yes, I did. I learned to practice what I preached. I learned to put myself in the shoes of other people and relate the knowledge of the book to them. And I wound up applying what I wrote about so I would not be a hypocrite.
It's so fascinating, the mindset as you were going through and writing this, and that even though you had a mastery of this topic, you learned more as you were doing it. The book is Love is the Greatest. Our guest is the author, Dr. Donald H. Sauter. You'll find the book at stratton-press.com and the usual places. A minute or so left in the program. I mentioned that the book is not a novel, shouldn't be read that way. Talk about how the book should be utilized and your hope for people who read Love is the Greatest.
Yes, it's my hope and prayer that the book spreads its popularity by word of mouth. That's the only way that I have circulated the book till now and plan to continue in that manner. I have a desire that the book goes into a world-class bestseller list, but not by much publicity on the radio or TV, but rather by word of mouth, which is the best way to market anything, really.
And you've applied that, I keep mentioning, but in the early days, you were a very successful, I think the number one salesperson for Southwestern Publishing Company. You know something about marketing and selling, and you've really, haven't you, applied all of these principles from free marketing to this project, Love is the Greatest.
Right. I enjoyed selling for 3 consecutive years for the Southwestern Publishing Company, a company of 5,000 students.
Amazing.
Nationwide, giving them summer jobs to earn enough money to go to college on their own. And I was, by God's grace, number one salesman for 3 consecutive years, a record that has never been broken. And likewise, I was number one manager of 5,000 nationwide for 5 consecutive years. All that I brought to play in the marketing of my book.
Well, all of that knowledge, yes, comes in handy as you're out there with this book because it's so important. And when you talk about that early success, it was where we started this program. You were dealing, thinking, you had this insecurity, your number one salesman, your number one manager, not just of 3 or 4 people, but of 5,000 individuals. And you're feeling insecure. I've got just about 30 seconds here. I mentioned this as a project. This really isn't a project for you, is it? This is a passion. This is a mission in writing Love is the Greatest.
What you said, I could not improve on.
Well, it is so well done and touching so many people. The book is Love is the Greatest, a commentary on 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 13. Book available at stratton-press.com, the bookstore. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. The author is Dr. Donald Sauter, S-A-U-T-T-E-R. You'll find it on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Dr. Sauter, it's a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success of this important mission that you're on, getting the book out there, helping people. Love is the Greatest, the name of the book. Thank you for spending some time with us on the program.
You're welcome.
The book, once again, Love is the Greatest. You'll find it at stratton-press.com. You're listening to This Week in America, back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.